for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, April the 13th, 2001. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
We've been privileged to have Tommy minister here many, many times, and I never get tired of sitting under the ministry of Brother Tommy Cook. They live over in Tulsa, he and Wanda, and I want to warn you, those of you who haven't sat under Brother Tommy's ministry, if you're going to write, be ready to write fast. If you're not going to write, then turn your Bible, but you can't do both. You either have to do one or the other. And so, Tommy, come and minister the word of the Lord to us tonight and close however the Lord leads you to do so.
Praise God. Am I on back there? Am I on? Can you hear me?
Are you sure?
Okay. Praise God.
Can you hear me, girls?
Okay, good. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed Brother Golden getting up here and exhorting people. How many felt that anointing? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your anointing tonight. Thank you, Lord, for our brother and sister, Lord, that's back in the States. We pray for his father tonight. We pray for the Goldens, Lord, that your will just be done and accomplished in their hearts and lives in this trip, Lord. We just thank you for them, their dedication, Lord, to the mission field. We pray meet every need that they have, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. And we pray for the people here, Lord, that you will bless the people as this word goes forth. Holy Spirit, we're nothing without you. We ask you to help us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. But God bless you as you're seated there. How many believe God's got overcomers coming forth? Anybody want to be an overcomer? How many has ever been overcome with some things? Well, I think we could all raise our hands, couldn't we? But how many know the Lord always helps us to triumph and be an overcomer in a lot of areas? Isn't that right? And so we want to be an overcomer, and we know we cannot do that unless the overcomer comes forth in us. Isn't that right? What's his name? Come on.
Jesus.
We need the Son of God. We need Jesus tonight. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I want to go over to some scriptures here in just a minute. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3. I appreciated Brother Pittman's ministry last night and Brother Nelson's today. I thought the messages were great messages from the Lord. Brother Pittman's going to minister in the morning. Praise God. And so come and be blessed by the Word of God. Amen. How many thank God for plurality of ministry? Apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. I thank God for all the true ministries God has, don't you? How many believe that?
Yes.
How many thank God for the ministry tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How many thank God for Jesus, who is the apostle, prophet, teacher, and shepherd, and evangelist? Isn't that right? Praise God. Now, here in chapter 3 of Revelation, you'll notice it says in chapter 3, verse 12, it says these words, him that overcometh. Him that overcometh. Now, we know he separates the overcomer from most people in the church. Isn't that right? How many thank God for the church of Jesus? But how many know in the church of Jesus Christ, he's got overcomers? He's got that remnant that we spoke about last night. And how many believe it's going to take a lot of Jesus in us to help us to overcome a lot of obstacles? Come on, amen? And so he that overcometh, John says here in this verse, God said, I'm going to make a pillar in the temple of my God. And how many know that we are the temple of God today? How many believe that?
Yes.
It's not this building here. We're the temple. We're the Naos temple. And you know, a pillar helps hold up the building. Isn't that right? How many believe Jesus is the foundation tonight? But the pillars are the overcomer. But how many believe there's not only stress on the foundation, but it's also on the pillars? And if you're going to be an overcomer, how many believe you'll feel some stress now and then? Come on, amen? But the Lord's going to help us in that time as well, isn't he? But he said, he shall go no more out He's not going to be a yo-yo Christian, come on up and down, in and out. He's going to be stable. There's going to be some stability to this overcomer. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And if you want to be called by God and put in a certain ministry, how many of you got to be stable in the Lord? You can't be a yo-yo Christian. You can't be up one day and down the next. God wants us to be stable and strong in Him. And He said, I'll write upon him, notice, the name of my God. Now, the name means the nature, doesn't it? How many thank God for His nature tonight?
Yeah.
Do you believe He's putting His nature in you?
Yes.
You believe that nature is increasing, that divine nature, as we submit to Him? I believe so, don't you? Then He said, I'm going to put, notice, the name of my God. God's a Spirit. How's God doing this? By the Holy Spirit. Is that true? God's putting the nature in, His nature in us by the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. And the name of the city of my God. How many know that city there is called New Jerusalem? And how many know that city is coming down, not going up? Now I know there's a lot of people looking to go up tonight, but I want to tell you something. The city is coming down. How many believe we live in the heavenlies tonight? I'm not looking to fly out here in a minute. I want to tell you that. How many know Jesus is coming, but I don't expect to fly here tonight unless I die. How many know we go to be with Jesus if that happens? But I want to be ready when He does come, don't you? How many believe He's coming? He's coming in clouds. He's coming with clouds. He's coming in saints. He's coming with saints. He's coming in fire, and He's coming with fire. Jesus is coming in great power and glory. Somebody say amen. When He shall appear, we shall be with Him in glory. How many know Moses and Elijah appeared in glory with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration? And when Jesus appears in glory, we're going to appear in that same glory. How many know when the glory came, there was fire and there was a cloud? Come on, help me now. There was fire and a cloud and glory. He's coming in glory, He's coming with clouds, and He's coming in fire. Hallelujah. God is a consuming fire. And how many know to become the fire, you have to go through fire. And I don't mean just like Peter who warmed himself by the fire. And the Hebrews, they were in the fire. But in order to become the fire, you will go through fire. Praise God. Revelation 11 said, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. That's that anointed word. Anybody want the anointed word in you? I said, anybody wants that anointed word in you?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Now, here He said in chapter 3, verse 12, the latter part there. Now, notice what He said. He said, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. I mean, no, it's talking about Jesus there. If you have the Father, you got the Son. If you got the Son, you got the Father. How many believe that? Amen. Now, look in 2:17. Man, I could just run through these all. The aisles now shouting, preaching this message on the overcomer. How many know it's a message?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Look in chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear. Anybody, how many of these aren't basketballs on the side of your face? They're ears, aren't they? Come on, help me. 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. And we know we're not just talking about natural ears. Your inner man. To him that what? Come on, help me. Overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. You got to dig for it. How many know you got to live in this book? And you can't just read it on the surface. God has to take in the depths of it. Isn't that true? Now listen to me just a minute before I read the rest of that verse there. Praise God. How many know there's a natural realm, there's a spiritual realm, and there's a fullness? Many know we'll ever talk about the fullness. Now, there's also Passover, Pentecost, come on, tabernacles. There's Israel, I'm talking about the church now. There's Jerusalem, but in Jerusalem, Zion. How many want to be part of Zion tonight? Amen. There is forgiveness. There is those who are filled with the Holy Ghost. But hey, I'm waiting on the fullness as well. How about you? Anybody want to see the fullness come? I believe you do. Praise God. Now, we know there's also, listen, visitation, there is manifestation, and there's habitation. Hallelujah. I mean, on the outer court, there was a visitation in your life by Jesus. And in the holy place, there was a manifestation of the gifts and power of God in your life if you moved in the Spirit. Isn't that right? But now there's a habitation. How many know that we're not only His habitation and His rest, but He's ours? Is that true? How many know there's fruit? There's more fruit, and there's much fruit. Can you say amen? I've been justified, I am being sanctified, and I will yet be glorified with Him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, the devil wants to put up barriers between your soul and your spirit. How many believe that he wants to hold you back? He wants to keep you in la-la land. He wants to stop you and hinder you. But the Bible said we must cleanse ourselves from all filthiness or pollution of spirit and flesh. Is that right? How many know that God designed places to go get help sometimes? And wherever you get help, whether at home or a place like this or where, or church, wherever, we need to get set free. Isn't that right? Now, let's go back to 2:17 here. Now, notice what he said. He that overcometh is going to eat of that hidden manna. How many know that hidden manna was in the Holy of Holies? Isn't that right? And I will give him a white stone. How many know white is a picture, it's a type of purity and holiness. And that word white means dead white. And I don't even know what that means. And in the stone, a new name. Now, Jesus said, we just read it, I'm going to give that overcomer my new name, right? And here in 2:17, he said, I'm going to give that overcomer a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receives it. And Brother Golden said tonight about something about receiving, didn't he? Now, look over in Revelation 19. Hallelujah. Got to have some fingers here tonight. Revelation 19, verse 11. John sees heaven open. There's an open heaven to this apostle. Praise God, this prophet. And he sees a white horse, and he that sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge, and he makes war. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Now, in chapter 6, he's got one crown. Chapter 14, he's got one crown. But here he's got many crowns. How many know in chapter 4 they throw their crowns down before him and say, Lord, you're worthy to receive the crowns. Isn't that right? And here he's got many crowns and he had a name written. And that no man knew but he himself. Now he said, I'm going to give you my new name. Now what's the next verse? Look at the next verse here. And it says, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. How many know he's put his Word in you? That name is associated with his Word. How many know the Bible said he exalted his name, his Word above his name as well? In Psalms, isn't that right? And so his name is the Word. In the beginning, come on, was the Word. And the Word was what? It was God, but it was also what else? It was made flesh, isn't that right? Amen. The Word of God is true. How many believe that? Now, God is sealing us not only with the Holy Spirit, but with His Word. You can go to Jeremiah and Hebrews and other scriptures, and I can show you that. How many believe the Word has to be done, the work has to be done by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God? Amen. The two witnesses, people say, who's the two witnesses in Revelation? Is it Elijah? Is it Moses? No. It's the Word and the Spirit in a people. And it's not two people. It is companies of people. It's going to be worldwide. But it's the Holy Spirit, the anointed Word of God in a people. Sons of fresh oil, Hebrews says. Hallelujah. And I want to be part of them, don't you? Amen. Now, let's go to another scripture here. Praise God. So we know the overcomer. God is truly raising up. What does overcomer mean? Who can tell me what the overcomer means? Anybody in this room? Anybody tell me what the overcomer means? You study your Bible? Who knows what an overcomer means? What's the definition? Huh? Amen. It means to be victorious. To get the victory over. To conquer. To prevail. To subdue. There's many, many meanings to it. Now, how many know we either overcome something or it's going to overcome us? You're going to come over something or it's going to come over you. Isn't that right? Now, for instance, look in Revelation 15. Now, I'm going to show these overcomers here throughout the Scriptures tonight, if the Lord lets me. In chapter 15 of Revelation. Now, I was strongly taught the rapture before the tribulation. in the Baptist Church, Assembly of God Church, and Bible College. But around 1970, 71, the Lord began to move upon me and deal with me about that subject. Well, how many know when God starts dealing with you, you better listen to Him. Isn't that right? So I took my Bible, I took my concordance, and I stayed with God for a long period of time. And the Lord began to show me how I had been deceived in believing the doctrine of the rapture before the tribulation. And I mean, it was drilled into me. I believed it. Somebody would be contrary and say something contrary. I'd cut them off pretty quick. But I tell you, when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with you and show you something, you better listen to Him, like I said. Amen? I don't believe we're going to fly out here in a minute. I'm going to tell you that. And I mean that from my heart. But I believe the true church will be tested by fire. Amen? And I believe the true church will stand up at the end of the age. And I believe it's going to be a remnant of the whole that's going to really stand the test. Can you say amen?
Amen.
There are three companies. There are those who will be cut down and overcome out of court. There are those who are learning to overcome, which is the holy place, Christian. But there will be those who will have overcome and will be ministering back to the church in the time of tribulation. Now listen, the greatest glory, the greatest power will be here in the greatest time of testing and tribulation. A lot of men have visions of the glory coming and the outpouring and the harvest, and I believe that. But they don't see the other coin, the other side of the coin. It's going to be in the time of testing and great tribulation and stress. Jesus clearly said, look at Matthew 24. Matthew 24. These are not my words. These are the words of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to come against anybody personally or any particular group. But I tell you, some Bible colleges can ruin you. The doctrines of men can ruin you. They make the Word of God of none effect. Don't shout me down. The Bible college I went to was a wonderful college. Wonderful man of God. But all the teaching I had on Revelation, I had to throw all my notes away. God retaught me. How many know He's the greatest teacher? And I have a friend, listen, I have a friend that was going to enroll in a Pentecostal Bible college. And he rushed home. And as he did, Jesus was standing right there in the kitchen with his back to him. He saw him. And he rushed up to Jesus. He had seen him before, to tell him he'd enrolled in Bible college. Well, how many know Jesus already knew what he was doing? And he said, Jesus, I'm going to enroll in that Bible college. And he said with blazing eyes, he turned and put his finger in his face. He said, if you go to that Bible college, you rejected me from being your teacher. Well, how many know he never went to that school? And I'm not against any particular group. Please hear me. Because there are some people who go to those places. How many know the greatest Bible college there is setting under godly apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists, wherever that might be, that's got a word from God. Can you say amen? And the Holy Spirit. Amen? Praise God. How many know we can't come into perfection or maturity without the fivefold ministry? How many believe that? There's no way you believe that. Amen. Now, how many know that's kind of foreign to some people? But it's true. Now, let's go over to another scripture here in just a minute. Let's go over to Revelation 14. Oh, I'm sorry. Matthew 24. Forgive me. I got you, Glenn. Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. How many believe God's going to shake the demonic powers in the heavens tonight? Verse 30. And then shall appear the sign. Now notice the sign. There's a message in that word sign. I'm not going to get into it tonight, but I can tell you it has to do with the overcomers. That's one of the parts. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming, notice, in the clouds of heaven with what? Come on, help me. Power and great glory. And He shall send His angels, His messengers, with a great sound of a trumpet. How many know that's a message? Is that somebody blowing a horn? And notice, and they shall gather together His chosen, His elect, notice, from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, this is not just natural Israel like people teach it. Look over in Mark. Look at Mark 13. Mark 13. You study the elect of God out. How many is those who are the people in the faith? Isn't that right? How many has ever studied on the elect of God? Well, study. Okay, Mark 13. Don't just believe everything a preacher says. Come on, get in the Word yourself. Isn't that right? Get your concordance. Get your Bible. Get some helps. Here in Mark 13. Praise God. Look in verse, let's see, what verse is that? In chapter 13 of Mark. I've got it in my other Bible, marked. Anybody, let's see. 24, thank you. Okay, 24. In those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be dark, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars of heaven shall fall. The powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and great glory. Verse 27, he shall send his angels and shall gather together his elect. Now look at this, a little different, Matthew. From the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of, I may believe he's going to gather the elect that's there as well as here. Now go to Ephesians 1:10. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. And I'm going to show you who he's going to gather. Ephesians 1:10. That in the dispensation, the word dispensation has to do with stewardship. Do you know that? That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things where? All things where? In Christ. Those that move in the Spirit, those that live in the Spirit, those that are covered with the Holy Ghost, those that are under the Anointed One. And let me tell you, not every Christian knows what it means to walk in the Holy Spirit. We got so much carnality in the church. Come on. A lot of leadership in the church is carnality. It's not Spirit-led, Spirit-filled. Come on. And Spirit-living and walking. It's got to be that way. Can you say amen? And here he says, all things that are in Christ, that's who he's going to gather. But which are in heaven and which are on earth, even those that are in him. Hallelujah. And so he's going to gather those that are in Christ, the enchristed ones. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And not just only those who have died and went on to be with Jesus, which we know that many have, but how many know you can be dead to yourself, to your flesh, come on, to the world and to sin and still be alive unto Jesus right here on the earth. Can somebody say amen? So he has some overcomers. Praise God. Now, Revelation 14. And tonight, if you want to ask me any question on what we're talking about, just feel free. Glenn's here. He can answer every question. All right, chapter 4. Chapter 14. Chapter 14 of Revelation. I tell you, I love these books of Revelation and prophetic books. How many study prophetic books? Wonderful, isn't it? Hallelujah. We need to have a good rounded gospel of the whole Bible, you know, not just one segment, but still, it's good to study these things. Amen? Revelation 14. Now, how many know John saw 144,000 here? Now, how many has got interlinears at home? Anybody got one? Interlinears. Anybody got a Greek interlinear? Look at it, and you'll see 144,000 is not singular, it's plural. Thousands. You ever seen that? Let me show it to you. Look in your Bible. Look in Revelation 5, and I've got to find it here. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. I'm going to show you that same word for thousand, only it's thousands. Same word. Revelation 5, 11. And he said, I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. Now here's the word. And thousands of thousands. How many see that? That's a word for 144,000. It can be thousands, which means it's a symbolical number. It's not a literal, physical number. And I'll throw something else on you. It's not a number anyway. It's a nature. Hallelujah. Turn to Revelation 21. Look at verse 17. Now John sees the measurement of the city, part of this measurement. Oh my, I like to teach 21. How many believe there's a lot of meat in chapter 21? How many gates are there? 12 is the number of government. 12 entrances into light. How many want to come to that fullness of Christ? In chapter 21, 17, he measured the wall thereof. And look at this. Here's this 140 and 4 cubits right there, according to the measure of what? A man. Does God have a man? Does God have a corporate man? Come on, help me. Amen? Which will come to the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Himself. Isn't that right? And then he said, according to the measure of that angel, or the angel, which is a spiritual dimension. Hallelujah. Brethren, don't be alarmed at 144,000. I'm not talking about Jehovah's Witness. Come on, amen? I'm talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, all right, but you and me. His witnesses. There's a difference, isn't there? Yeah. Now, think about 144,000. How many zeros you got on it? 3 zeros. You know, the word zera for seed in Genesis, the word zera is where we get the word zero. Right? Three zeros. Spirit, soul, and body. Three is the number of completeness. The 144,000 is God's complete man in the earth. Are you hearing me? These are not just people from Israel. How many know there's going to be a remnant from Israel come in? A remnant from America come in. There's going to be a remnant from every nation be part of this people that I'm talking about. All that are in Christ will be in this people. Anybody want to be in Christ tonight? That's who He's gathered. Come on, help me now. Praise God. And so we see that this people is God's completed man. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's go a little farther here. It says in chapter 14... Let's go back to chapter 14. I was in chapter 21. Chapter 14. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. What does Zion mean? Who can tell me what it means? Anybody know? Anybody ever heard that word? It means the church, militant, and triumphant. Let me ask you a question. Are you and I, do we triumph in everything we do? Are we militant? Are we the part of the army of God? I'd like to be. Amen. Now, he said he saw this Mount Zion, and then he said something else. A lamb was standing there. How many know that lamb is Jesus? Now, he's standing. John saw him as a resurrected lamb in chapter 5 standing. Jesus stood when Stephen died. And when these overcomers, these sons of God, come forth, how many know he's standing right there with them? Come on, help me now. Now, it says something here. What's this? And with him, everybody say with him, 140 and 4,000. Now turn to Revelation 17, 14, and look at this scripture. Let's see who's with him. The beast, of course, here, speaking of the nations and the beast coming out of the sea. Beast shall make war with the lamb. The lamb shall do something. Overcome them. Now, if they make war on the lamb, where's the lamb at tonight? Where's he at? Is he in us? How many's got the lamb with you tonight? If you've got the lamb in you and they make war against the lamb, do you think you're going to be involved in the warfare? Sure you are. And the lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and they that are what? What's the next two words? No. Those that are with him. Those that are with him are called out of court, chosen, holy place, faithful, holy of holy. How many heard that? Now back in Revelation 14, what did it say? It said that with him was 140 and 4,000, having his father's nature or name written in their foreheads. They have the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. Now I know we can confess that, believe that, and talk about that, but how many know we've got to come into it fully? I mean, there's some things we need His mind tonight more than ever. Now, look at the next verse. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great number. And I heard the voice of harpers. Not just harping, come on. But they're harping with their harps. They're worshiping the Lord. And they sung, as it were, a new song, a new message, before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders, and no man can learn can learn that song, but the 140 and 4,000, that was redeemed from where? Where was it redeemed from? The earth. Does the earth cover more than just one little territory? Worldwide, isn't it? I mean, we're part of the earth tonight. Praise God. Now notice, these are they which were not defiled with the harlot Jezebel church, women, where they are wise virgins. They're the virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever it goeth. Now, where did the Lamb go first? He went to the cross, and then he went to the Holy of Holies, didn't he? Huh? Now, if we're going to follow the Lamb, what do you think he's going to lead you to? Same place. Following Jesus' footsteps. Hallelujah. The cross, and then the Holy of Holies. Amen? Anybody want to go follow Jesus? Even unto death, possibly. I mean, there's going to be some die physically. I don't like to talk about it. I mean, I'm not in a hurry to get out there and get killed tonight. Anybody here? But how many know that if that's your destiny or my destiny, how many know the Lord will give us strength to do it and grace to do it? We don't say we can do that in our strength. We don't know what we'd do. Somebody say amen. Praise God. But the thing is, they're following the Lamb whithersoever that He, the Lamb, is going. And you know, brethren, the Bible said there's no guile in their mouth. I mean, believe that the Lord wants to do a work in our hearts to take any guile, any kind of spirit out of us, anything in us that's not Christ-like. Isn't that right? Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, let's go through this. Let's go to Ezekiel now, chapter 9. I want to go to Ezekiel 9 and look at this ceiling. Ezekiel chapter 9, we'll just touch it here a little bit and give you many scriptures. And before you go to chapter 9, look in chapter 8, verse 1. How many has ever heard 666? That's three sixes: spirit, soul, and body. Spiritual strength, so to speak, mental strength, and physical strength. Now look here in chapter 8, verse 1. It came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month. But notice, how many thank God for five? For grace. Before 666, God's going to do a work in His people. Before judgment comes, how many believe God's seating His people? Those that will submit to the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that? Now look in chapter 9. Here's one crying out. He's crying in mine ears. He said with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have the charge over the city to draw near, everyone with his destroying weapon in his hand. Now, this is a sword. And you'll notice he calls it a destroying weapon. And then in verse 2, he calls it a slaughter weapon. Well, how many know a destroying weapon is a slaughter weapon? That's a real revelation, isn't it? Now, it said here in verse 2, behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies towards the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. Now, six is the number of man. And you know what, brethren? Destruction is coming through man. How many know God is going to allow it to happen? God is going to allow man to pour out his wrath with a sword, with weapons of destruction. But before that happens, God will seal a people. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you've got to upgrade the weaponry for 2001. Back there in Ezekiel's day, it was a sword. How many know today there's going to be biological warfare, chemical warfare, nuclear warfare, germ warfare, neutron bombs, atomic bombs, whatever other kind of bomb they got. How many know we have some real enemies tonight against our nation and against the church? Can you say amen? But he says right here, these six men came out of the north. But at the same time, when the men of destruction was on the scene, it said something here in verse 2. But there was one man among them. Hallelujah for that man. God has a man. Amen? God is able to meet every challenge of the devil. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Every challenge of destruction, God knows exactly how to meet that, doesn't He? And God has a man, the seventh man, among them that was clothed with linen or righteousness. It is the covering of Christ. It is the anointed one, or the glory of God over them. And this one that was clothed with linen, which is the clothing of the overcomer in Revelation. He had a rider's incorn by his side. Notice he goes in and he stands beside something. What's he standing by? The brazen altar, which means something is getting ready to be judged. Isn't that right? How many believe that judgment starts where? With the church. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, something's going to be judged. Now look at verse 3. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up. What's that? From the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. Now, when God leaves the mercy seat and comes to the outer court, it means judgment. I'm going to say that again. When God leaves the mercy seat and comes to the outer court, it means judgment. Now, there's two choices here. Destruction and death or deliverance. And you say amen. Amen. Now, the glory of God was lifted up from the cherubim to the threshold of the house where the people were. Now look at verse 4. And the Lord said, notice this, the Lord said to this man clothed in linen, go through the midst of the city. Through the midst of what? How many know there's Jerusalem today, the church? Go through Jerusalem, the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Those intercessors that are crying out against the abominations in the church. God said you start with them and you mark them first. I want to tell you something. God loves the intercessors. Can you say amen? God's sons, if we're going to be a son of God, we'll be an intercessor. And God will seal us right before the destruction. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to have that final seal in my soul. Amen. That's the final sealing is the sealing of the soul. And so He's going to mark some people in the forehead. But there's going to be others that are not marked. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Praise God. Who's marked? Those who sigh and cry against all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. They're in the city, in the church, we would say. Then after God marks His people, then and then only will He let loose the other six men to go forth and to also bring judgment as well. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I could talk about the brazen altar, the outer court. You know what's in the outer court is sin and self. How many know that which is sin and self will be run down in this end time? Amen. So we're in the time of the marking. God is marking and sealing a people with His nature. Hallelujah. There is a mark going forth. And what are those people who don't receive that mark? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because God is going to seal them from the destruction that's coming upon the world. Look in Revelation 7. Amen. Hallelujah. But just as God's sealing, how many know the devil's also sealing his people? Is that true? Revelation 7. And after these things, I saw how many angels? Four is the number of the world. Okay? East, west, north, and south. I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. And I believe there's probably four corners of the natural, physical earth. But how many know there's also the mind, will, emotions, and desires in our soul? And how many know God is holding back and restraining this destruction till He seals man's soul? Are you hearing me? Amen. God is holding this thing back. He's not going to let it happen, the big stuff, until He seals the people, just like in Noah's day. Holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. Well, how many believe this is earth also? There's natural earth, but how many believe this is some earth? How many know there's a natural seed, but seed represents humanity? There's natural trees, but how many know we're trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified? Is that true? And then He said something else. And I saw another angel. This is angel number five now. What is the number five? The ministry and grace. Isn't that right? I saw another angel ascending, not descending. Notice, he's coming up. And which way is he coming from? He's coming from the east. How many know Jesus came from the east? The Bible said the glory came from the east. Hallelujah. Here comes an angel from the east. How many know he's coming from light? He's bringing light. This angel come from the east having the seal. Notice, not just any seal. It's the seal of the living God. It's life. How many want more life in your life? Amen. Let Him spice up your life with life. Having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels. Notice this fifth angel speaking to the four angels now. To whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed who? The servants, those bond servants, those bond slaves, even unto death. Until we seal those servants, come on, of God, where? In their forehead. Don't let that destruction come upon the earth until we seal God's people. Now look in chapter 9. Look in chapter 9, verse 4. Here we see the bottomless pits open. The fifth angel sounds. The smoke's coming out of the pit. And there's scorpions coming up on the earth out of the pit. How many know the spirit of Antichrist coming out of the pit? How many know that's where Satan's going to be put down one of these days? Isn't that right? And there's an angel over this place. It's called in verse 11, notice, he's called Apollyon and Abaddon, the destroyer. And here in verse 4, it was commanded them that these scorpions, that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only those men, and by the way, let's include women too, which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. God will protect those that are sealed. Can you say amen? From the scorpions, it's going to be let loose. Look in Revelation 21, verse 3 and 4. How many know the curse is going to be finally done away with? The curse. Amen. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face. And notice, His name, His nature shall be in their foreheads. Those that have an intimacy with Jesus, a relationship with Jesus, He's going to seal them in their foreheads. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me just say now what the overcomer really is from the Scriptures. I'm not going to look all these up. The overcomer is sealed by God. The overcomer is the first fruits unto God. Now, these are all Scriptures I'm giving you. They mature first. They're pillars in the temple of God. There's a triple sealing that we started tonight with the first verse, Revelation 3:12. And we know that they follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. They are singing a new song. Hallelujah. How many like something new from God? Amen? There's no guile in their mouth. Eight times in Revelation, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 21, verse 7, God gives eight promises to the overcomer. There's a lot of promises given to them. Can you say amen? He's sealing them in their foreheads. And I'm going to throw this out to you. Let's go back to chapter 6. This might blow your brain away, but it's all right. I was always taught the white horse rider was Antichrist. Revelation 6. But I'm going to tell you, it's not Antichrist. You'll never find where the white horse, or the word white in Revelation, has to do with the devil, demons, anything like that. But it has to do with the righteous, the Lord, and angels. The word white means dead white. This is not Antichrist the way I was taught in Bible college. This is Christ in a people going forth with the Word of God. Hallelujah. The overcomer. Let's read it. Verse 1. Chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw and behold a white horse. You take that to Revelation 19. Who's on the white horse? Jesus. Hallelujah. You interpret Scripture with Scripture. Don't you? If you want to be saved, you have to do it. I saw him behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. You read over at Habakkuk chapter 3, and I forget what verse, but it says the bow is the Word. Revelation 19 said he's called the Word of God, and that's what he's putting in us. Can you say amen? Amen. And notice, a crown was given to him, which speaks of victory, overcoming, and so forth. A crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That's the overcomer. The word conquering and conquer means to overcome. What's going to overcome in your life and my life? I'll tell you what it is. The Word of the living God. Speak the Word of God. How many know that? How many's ever had a problem? You use the Word of God and it erased and moved that thing out of the way. Jesus used the Word. We've got to use it. Can you say amen? Now, this is Christ in a people that go forth with the Word of God. And then what happens? What follows? Then the red horse. Then the black horse. Then the pale horse. I mean, the Word always goes forth. What did Jesus say? Satan, get behind me. You know what that means? Follow behind me. I'll go and I'll allow and permit you to come behind me. This white horse rider, this Word of God is going to go forth. And then these judgments, these mysteries are going to come forth. Can you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that the overcomers are the redeemed. Look in chapter 20. We'll be out here about 2 o'clock. Brother Golden, you can stand it, can't you? Chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them, to those that sat on the thrones. That's what Daniel chapter 7 says. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded, come on, for the witness of the testimony of who? Jesus. And for the Word of God, which had not worshipped. That means they were here. Come on, help me now. They didn't worship the beast. They were here. They didn't worship the beast. Not everybody's going to take the mark of the beast. Come on, help me now. Which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and they reigned with Christ. How long? Come on, help me now. 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead, which is the second resurrection, live not again till the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and whole is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second what? The second death has no what? The lake of fire has no power over that overcomer. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they're going to reign with him 1,000 years. How many believe that? Now let me show you these are overcomers. How many see that word there? That the second death has no power over them. How many see it? Turn back to Revelation 2. Let's find this verse. Hallelujah. Is it 2:17 somewhere through there? We'll have to find it. John's here. He can help me back there. Revelation 2. Praise God. Which one? No, that ain't it. Which one, John? 2:11? Okay, that's it, John. Thank you. I told you he's here. Chapter 2. 2 verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. He that overcometh shall not be heard of. Second death's not going to touch him. It's not going to touch those in Revelation 20. Why? They're the same people. How many see that? They're overcomers. And yet they don't worship the beast. Now turn to chapter 15 of Revelation. This one is going to give you a while ago, and I didn't do it. Revelation 15. Now look at verse 1. He talks about these seven angels bringing forth the seven last bowls of judgments and plagues. And in these judgments are filled up the wrath of God. Notice, they're filled up with the wrath of God. Full of the wrath of God. Verse 2. I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory. See that word victory? That's the word for overcomer. That's the word for overcomer. Over the beast. Notice, over the beast. They come over the beast. See, they got over, they'd overcome. And over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name or his nature, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Well, how many know you're going to overcome the beast and all the rest there? You've got to have the mind of Christ. Is that right? You know, a lot of people spray this message. You know why? We've been taught too much junk from the past. We better be willing to lay our junk down. Come on. I'm willing to lay mine down, aren't you? How many want truth? How many know He's truth? This Word's truth. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, look in Revelation 2. No, 12. I'm just speaking on the overcomers tonight, brother. Chapter 12. If you don't see the overcomer, you'll never see what's in this book right here. Amen? But if you see the overcomer, hey, pages will unlock to you. Chapter 12, verse 5. And she, the church, brought forth, not Israel, not natural Israel. Is natural Israel in the heavens tonight? No. Somebody shout amen. She brought forth a man-child. Who's she? The church. Where is the church tonight? In the heavenlies. Amen? Are you seated there with him tonight? She brought forth a man-child who was to rule the nations with what? Somebody said, that's Jesus. No, it's Jesus and a people. Jesus, I mean, John saw Jesus go back to heaven from the Mount of Olives. John seeing this at the end of the age. And right here you see, he sees one that's going to rule the nations. Well, Jesus is going to do that with a rod of iron. But it said something else. Watch this verse, though. Hallelujah. Her child was caught up to God. Come on, help me. And to his... Now, let me show you two scriptures to show you it's the overcomer. Look in 3:21 from the Word of God. 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my... Who's he going to grant to sit there? Okay. Even as I also, Jesus said, overcame and am set down with my Father, where? His throne. Now, how many see that? Now turn to Revelation 2. Revelation 2. And let's see who's going to rule the nations with a rod of iron with Jesus. We know Jesus is going to do that. 2:26. He that overcometh and keepeth my works to the end, to him, the overcomer, will I give power over what? The nation. Now, some of us can't even rule our billfold. Come on, amen? But he said, I'm going to give that overcomer power over the nation. Let me tell you, not everybody's going to rule and reign with Jesus, except those who overcome. Now, look at this next verse. He shall rule them, shepherd them, with a rod of iron. That's the Spirit. How many know it's not a staff or a piece of wood? It's iron. How many know the Holy Ghost is going to rule through these overcomers? As the vessels of a potter, shall they, the nations, be broken to shivers into small pieces. Even as I received of my Father. What was given Jesus, he's putting in the overcomer. Is that true? And I'm going to give him, the overcomer, the morning star. How many know that's Jesus? I said, how many know that's Jesus? Let me show it to you. Revelation 22:16. Hallelujah. 22:16 of Revelation. How many love Jesus tonight? You'll never be an overcomer, neither will I if we don't love Jesus. Can you say amen? And obey Jesus. 22:16. I, Jesus. Hey, Jesus put his special endorsement on this book. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel, which is a prophet. You know that? To testify unto you these things. What things? The revelation of Jesus. Where? In the churches. And yet I've been in churches, never preached the revelation of Jesus Christ. Come on, help me now. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He said, I'm going to give that overcomer the morning star. Peter, 2 Peter 1:19 calls him the day star, but the word is morning star. And he said he's arising in your heart. How many want the morning star to rise in your heart? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now turn to Revelation 3. How long have we been going, Glenn? All right. Give me about 10 more minutes. Praise God. I love to teach these things. Revelation 3. You know, this was a church that was dead. You ever been in churches that were dead? How many know the Lord wants them to come alive? How many know we can pray and see that God does something in some of those churches? How many know we can sit down and watch a church die and never do anything about it? Is that true? Look at verse 1. The church at Sardis. These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but, he said, thou art dead. That's total deception to think you're alive when you're dead. And there's churches that people think they're living when yet they're not living. Come on. It's like living in the graveyard. They're dead. Verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. You can do something about it. Something's about ready to die. You can do something. Watching and strengthening those things that remain that's ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Now, come on down in the verse. Look in verse 5. He that overcometh the saints shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Well, what if we don't overcome? There's a possibility, right? Some could be blotted out of the book of life. Is that true? I mean, no, it behooves us to be an overcomer tonight. And Exodus said, those that sin against me, he said, those that I will blot out of my book. Now he said, I'll not blot out that overcomer out of the book of life. But I will also confess his name before my Father and before his angels. How many believe the Lord is not ashamed of the overcomers? You know why? The overcomers are not ashamed of him. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And we're not to be ashamed of our Lord. Hallelujah. And you say amen. Praise God. Now, praise God. Let me just look at one more thing here. Oh, I know what I want to do. A couple more things here real quick. Praise God. We know the overcomer is going to be caught to the throne. John was a picture of that. John was caught up to the throne. His body's on the Isle of Patmos. He was in the Spirit there in the throne. That's what's going to happen to this man-child. God's going to catch him up to the throne of God at the end of this age. Now, let me just say this without going into it tonight. The overcomer will be first to receive the fullness of Christ in them, inside. And they'll be the first to start the resurrection. Now, I'm going to show you from the Scripture that. Turn to Luke 20. Luke 20. Not something I conjured up. Luke 20, verse 34. He said, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy, I may believe that's going to take some overcoming there too, to obtain that world, that age, that millennium, that 1,000 years, and the resurrection from the dead or out from among the dead, neither marry nor given in marriage, neither can they die anymore, which means some did, for they're equal to the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now, how many see that word children? That word is the word for son. You ever looked it up? Don't take my word. They are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. God's sons will receive the fullness within them, while yet in a flesh and blood body. But the resurrection, when Jesus comes, they'll be first to be resurrected. They are the enchristed ones. Those that are in Christ are the first fruits. They are the mature ones. Hallelujah. I hope I'm one of them. Amen? And I don't claim to be there. I don't claim to be nothing without Him. And yet, let me tell you one other thing He's got to do to us. He's got to purge us from all rebellion. Amen? I said all rebellion. You know, the devil came and could find nothing in Jesus. But how many know he finds a lot of things in some of us? But the Lord's working on us, isn't he? Now let me give you another scripture. Turn to Revelation 21 real quick. I know I'm going a long time here, but I'm going to obey God. Revelation 21. Look at verse 11. Now, Revelation 12, 1 says that the woman was clothed with the S-U-N, the sun, the glory of God. And right here in verse 11, Jesus prayed that we'd have that glory, didn't he? Can you say amen? In chapter 21, 11, having, and that word having means echoing, having or echoing the glory of God, this city of God, this church, this people of God. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. And look at this, clear as crystal. How many believe God wants us to come to a place where we're transparent? But you know, we'll never be transparent. We'll never be clear as crystal until we get all the mixture out of it. That means deliverance, any darkness at all. It's got to come out of it. Revelation chapter 12 is our final deliverance, where you see where Satan fights with his angels against God's angels and the man-child in Revelation 12.
And finally, Satan is cast down to the earth. Amen? Out of heaven. What heaven is he talking about? Out of the sky? No. Out of you. Out of me. Everything that's like Satan, everything that's darkness and mixture and demonic has to go out of it. Has to be cast out of it and dealt with. Can you say amen? And the Lord's working on those who will submit to it. Can you say amen for that? It's true. And so, these are wise virgins. These are the servants of God. These are the true intercessors that God has. Praise God. The first to enter the gates. Now, I'm going to give you one more scripture, and I'll probably close here. I wanted to preach some other things, but I can't. Look in chapter 22. I'll get to that tomorrow night. Is that the right William? I share tomorrow night? 22:14. Revelation. One more scripture. Can you turn there with me, please? Revelation 22:14. What's the first word? Blessed. How many want to be blessed by God? Blessed are they that do His commandments. That is His word, His saying. That they, those that do His commandments, may have the right or the privilege or the authority to the tree of life. Now in the garden, there were many trees that they could eat of for their physical body. There was the tree of knowledge of good and evil that the Lord said, you can't eat of that. Isn't that right? That speaks of that tree of good knowledge of evil that was for man. I mean, man took it in for his soul. But there was a tree of life that's for our spirit. How many know that's Jesus? Isn't that right? Now here he said that these have a right or the authority or the privilege to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. Now, how many see that they have that right to the tree of life? Turn back to Revelation 2:7. Let's see who they are. I said that's the last scripture, but you've got to connect these two. Frank, don't laugh. Revelation 2:7. Revelation 2:7. Now, look, let's see who they are. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life that's in the midst of the paradise of God. How many know Paul was called up to the paradise of God? He said, whether in the body, come on, or out of the body, he said he was there. Amen? And yet he said the overcomer has the right to the tree of life. And these people enter in through the 12 gates, right? They have the right to the tree of life. What does that mean? That means they come in the fullness of light. They come in all those 12 gates, which is perfection and maturity, I should say. Amen? And first, they are the overcomers. The overcomers have the right to that tree of life. So I'm telling you tonight, God's telling us something. I want you to overcome. Many promises are for you and for me. Can you say amen? Let's stand. And let's bless the Lord. I want to give a few words here by the grace of God. Yes, Frank. Praise God. Okay, right here. Here. Praise God. Just use this. That's all right.
I promised my daughter that we would pray for her. She cried to me this morning from Phoenix. She called me. She had just been operated on for fibroids and endometriosis. And this doctor, a very prominent doctor in Phoenix, told her that it's very likely in the natural that she'd be able to have any children. She has never defiled the bed. She's not married, but she's had problems like this for a couple of years. And I told her that we would pray for her tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy that would come against my daughter Liz, the spirit of fear, the spirit of death. We bind and we cast these spirits out. This woman loves Jesus, loves the Lord, is trying to do the right thing.
Amen.
Lord, give her wisdom what to do and fill her with your Holy Spirit. Fill her with your precious Holy Spirit that would complete her life, that she would find the right man, and that she would have children, and that I would have more grandchildren than children.
Amen.
Father, we bless you and we praise you for answering this prayer.
Amen.
And we thank you for the body of Christ.
Amen.
Father, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity.
Amen.
I bind it in her physical body.
Amen.
And I command that body to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus by the scars and stripes that he suffered at the whipping post. And I do command that body to receive that healing in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So be it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord praise. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Am I still on? Praise God. Am I still on? Can you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's reach out to Brother Golden here now. My son, thou hast been faithful in a few things. And now I'm going to cause you to be ruler over many because of your obedience. Fret not and fear not the enemy, saith God. For I'm with thee, my son. I've given you a hearing ear, saith the Spirit of God. I've given you eyes to see and a heart that will understand. And now the Lord takes you even higher in the spiritual dimension. The Lord, even as he showed you things spiritually in the past, experiences, you're going to begin to enter some new ones, saith the Lord. So set yourself aside when the Lord directs you. And truly, there's going to be another visitation. So, my son, wait upon the Lord. I say, wait upon thee. For there's coming some new direction from the Holy Spirit. The darkness is fleeing and the light is coming. And I'm giving you much favor, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Karen, the Lord is with thee this night. And the Lord has seen your tear and your heartache. And God says, those days are over. The grief is gone, saith the Lord. And the Lord said, it's a time now to concentrate upon him, to set your heart and mind upon him. For the Spirit of God is leading and directing thee now. Thy footsteps shall be ordered by the Lord. And it shall be the way of the Lord, not the way of men. So let those things of the past now be gone. For it's a new day for you, saith the Spirit of God. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Inez, the Lord says, look to me. I am the author and strength in your life. And the Lord said, heartaches have come and heartaches have gone. But the Lord has stood with thee. The Lord has strengthened you out of Zion. And the Lord shall yet quicken you, saith the Lord. And I shall put a shield about thee. I shall protect thee and keep thee from the wolves and from the evil one, saith the Lord. For I, God, have also given you an ear to hear what my Spirit saith. And I shall speak to thee in the night time. I shall speak to you in a dream. I shall speak to you in a vision. And I shall speak to you in my word. And as you have ears to hear, saith the Lord, I shall truly tell you many things. Amen. Come on, praise him. Okay. Okay, afterwards. Okay. Praise God. Let's praise him. Amen. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Irma, the Lord has strengthened you this night. The Lord has touched your nervous system. The Lord has ministered to your nerves, saith the Spirit of God. Rest in me, my daughter, and know that God has heard your cry. Know that the Lord has seen the force of the enemy that's been set against thee. And the Lord is saying, I am with thee. My love and my peace and my joy does overtake thee. Fear not and fret not, saith the Lord. The Lord is with thee and give you peace this night, saith God. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him tonight. Let's praise our Jesus tonight. Praise God. Brother Pittman. The Lord is with you, my son. He shall strengthen you even this night, saith the Lord. Yea, energy and health and strength shall be at thy side, saith the Lord. For truly, my son, you've been obedient to the Holy Spirit. You've been obedient to hear my voice and do what I've said to thee. And there shall be a new direction from the Holy Spirit. And truly, thou shalt know that direction. For the Lord thy God to speak in this hour to your heart. And the Lord shall show you many things to come. And there shall be ways of glory in my presence shall be at thy side, saith the Lord. Amen. Come on, give him praise. Now, what do you want me to pray for, sister?
My daughter has cancer.
Cancer.
She's here with me.
Okay.
We have drive 2 days.
Okay. Where's she at? Is she upstairs? Okay, Father. Father, we pray for this daughter. We curse that cancer in the name of Jesus. We ask you to heal her daughter, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring forth a healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak against it. We curse that cancer in this daughter in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, sit down just a minute, about 2 minutes. Who's got a question on the overcomer? Something we said tonight. Somebody got... Yes, sir?
Yes,
You stand up. You stand up and give your question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Those missiles are arrows that come by night. God can keep us. Can you say amen? Good. Somebody else. Stand and give ask a question. You got a question on the overcomer? Yes. He's part of all of them. So it was, we first see Jesus, then we see the overcomer. Otherwise, everything that you see Jesus in those feasts, you got to see the overcomer, okay? Because we first see Jesus in everything. Is that right? He's the first overcomer. And without him, we can't overcome, right? And so as we see him in the feast, he also shows us the overcomer in those feasts. And tabernacles is the last feast we come into, which will bring forth the mature sons of God. Oh, yes. Okay, somebody else. Let's go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. And they got a promotion when they come through that fire, didn't they? And God will give us promotion. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's right. You know, we have a lot of teaching here on the overcomer. If you want to ever get in, see Glenn. That's exactly right. Yep. Right. Right. That's right. That's the overcomers, brother. You're right. That's exactly who they are. Somebody else? Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes. Well, they're the servants of God. You see the chapter 7 we read tonight? It's the same one in chapter 2 where Jezebel seeks to seduce them. Okay? It is the bond servants of God. Yeah. Amen. Somebody else? Praise God. Sometimes we learn a lot in these questions if you got a question or two. Praise God. Yes, sir, brother. The two witnesses is the word. Yes, sir. It'll be the sons of God. It'll be worldwide. They will lay their life down worldwide. And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of God will enter them and they'll stand on their feet and be resurrected. It's a company. It's not just two people. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 That's David. Yeah, that's right. That's a good one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anybody else? That's one of my favorite scriptures, brother. Praise God. John 3:3? Oh, 1 John 3. Yeah. Well, we see, shall seem like he is. That's right. Amen. Somebody else? Let's take one or two more. Now, how many had a problem with the pre-tribulation, no rapture? You did raise your hand. Come on, don't be ashamed. How many has been taught the rapture before the tribulation? Be honest. Come on, it was drilled into me. How many have a problem when you hear about the church going through the tribulation? How many, if we're full of God, we can make it? Is that right? Amen. Jesus. How did Jesus make it through the 40 days? Come on, in his temptation. Full of the Holy Ghost. Is that way? Does he want us filled with the Holy Ghost? And filled with the Holy Ghost? And filled with the Holy Ghost? Come on. Amen. Amen. One more question. Who's got one? Or a comment? Just stand to your feet. On the overcomer. Frank.
I don't think we...
Right. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. In love, right? Amen. God bless you. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. We'll be back to the same station, same time tomorrow night, by the grace of God. And everybody said,
amen. This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.